Let's talk about Ann, A-N-N, Bullard, B-U-L-L-A-R-D, 9933. This is a 90-year-old woman who's had a very, tumultuous history in the past 4 to 6 weeks. She's been hospitalized 4 times, seen in the emergency room a few times. Her story starts with ending up in the hospital because of shortness of breath, diagnosed with pneumonia. Shortly after that, she required rehospitalization because of pleural effusion. It was thought that patient had severe coronary artery disease causing congestive heart failure. Patient has had 2 stents years ago in the past. She's not a candidate for open heart surgery, period. Subsequently, she was discharged home, and then she required readmission for removal of the pleural effusion since he was not responding to medical treatment. Patient has been asked for no further hospital. Patient is interested in no further hospitalization, wants to be taken care of at home under palliative care at this time. Social, she has 3 children. She goes back and forth between 3 and 4 children. She can't remember. She also doesn't know what year this is, but the history says she has 4 children. She's widowed. She's a journalist by trade. She's never smoked or drank except on Christmas time. She has had a few drinks, period. She's very confused, as I mentioned. Surgery, she's had heart stent placed. She's had gallbladder surgery, hysterectomy. COVID immunizations up to date. Family history, dad died of renal insufficiency, mom died of depression and alcoholism, allergy, ketamine. Review of system, patient is short of breath. She was sent home with no oxygen. They told her that she needs oxygen and whoever takes care of her at home will provide her with oxygen. She can't take a few steps without becoming short of breath. She's also short of breath at rest while she's speaking. Period. She also was on nebulizer in the past. She's not using her nebulizer. She feels like that would help her tremendously as well. Period. Her medication includes Celexa, 10 milligram a day, Ceftonir, 300 twice a day, Lasix, 20 milligram a day, Portonix, 40 milligram a day, Meclizine, 25 milligram as needed, Tramadol, 50 milligram as needed, Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day, Symbicort inhaler, 1 puff twice a day, MVI, Amiodarone, 100 milligram a day, Losartan, 25 milligram a day, Atrovastatin, 40 milligram a day, Metoprolol, 25 milligram a day, Tartrate, Requip, 0.125 milligram a day, and Synthroid, 125 microgram a day. Again, review of system, shortness of breath, confusion, decreased mentation, most likely because of hypoperfusion, hypoxemia, history of CHF, history of pneumonia, recent hospitalization for pleural effusion, as well as thoracentesis, atrial fibrillation with rapid response requiring amiodarone and Eliquis at this time. She also has that decreased appetite, decreased weight, and she feels like the end is near, and she has requested no further hospitalization and to be cared for at home, period. New paragraph, she lives in a group home, which she knows the owner. She has a daughter that she's hoping to see around Christmas time, but the staff tells me that she has not been getting a lot of visitors. On exam, blood pressure is 110 over 90, pulse is 100 with ectopics, lungs, bronchi, and RALS, abdomen is soft, or two sides between 83 and 85%. Heart, positive, small positive, is 2 with ectopics, cannot rule out atrial fibrillation. Lungs, bronchi. Lungs, bronchi, abdomen soft, cannot rule out ascites. Neck shows positive JVD. Skin is dry. Oral mucosa is dry. Lower extremity, muscle wasting along with trace edema noted. Neurological non-focal. Assessment here, we have a 90-year-old woman with end-stage coronary artery disease in need of oxygen and NEP treatment. Recent hospitalization for pneumonia, respiratory failure, pleural effusion, atrial fibrillation with rapid response. Period. New paragraph, patient has requested no further hospitalization and wants to be cared at home at this time, period. New paragraphs. Her other comorbidities include atrial fibrillation, CHF, pleural effusion, pneumonia, respiratory failure, restless leg syndrome, COPD, hypertension, coronary artery disease, status post stent placement. What she says 20 years ago, but she's not sure. Definitely not a candidate for an open heart bypass, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux, dizziness, chronic pain, and volume overloads. Thank you.